Don't you have kids, Mr. President? It's wrong. It's not the America we know, and it's not biblical.
That is not America. That is not our values.
For God's sake, America, what is happening to your soul?
Kids who were just taken from the arms of their parents. Children in cages crying for their parents. This is child abuse. Has our nation lost its way?
Latino leaders in Congress have fought to be on the front lines of the fight against family separation. But what does leadership look like for a minority of lawmakers on Capitol Hill seeking to represent a group that is so socially and economically diverse? Today on The Takeaway, we'll begin exploring the role of Latino leadership in the United States, and I'm putting that question to Congressman Joaquin Castro. He represents Texas's 20th district, and he's the first vice chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So let's get started in saying and asking the question about the role that Latino leadership has had so far in the conversation about family separation. We heard some lawmakers speaking at the top of the segment, but give us a sense from where you stand.
Well, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and many of the Latino members in Congress have been at the forefront of calling attention to what we see as a humanitarian issue, which has been the separation of many young children from their mothers and fathers. And it was a decision that was made by the Trump administration to do that, and doing everything that we can to hold the administration accountable. So, for example, pressing them when they can't give us answers about a timeline for reunification or the identities of some of the children or parents, and the fact that many of the parents have been deported without being able to take their children back with them.
And thinking about the work that really needs to be done, I mean, this is a very divided country right now. It's a very divided Congress right now. At the end of the day, many of the folks that we're talking to are members of the Democratic Party, which is a minority party right now. What has it been like to attempt to make inroads, if any, with Republican leaders on the issue of family separation?
By and large, it's been difficult. And you're right. Many of the Latino leaders in Congress are members of the minority party right now, the Democratic Party. And anytime you're in the minority party, it can be tough to pass legislation that you'd like to see passed to address this issue or other issues. And so your role is really to stand up and fight, to make sure that you call folks out on the issue. So that's what we've been doing. You know, this administration has been especially defensive and not especially transparent. And so we've sent a series of letters over to the Departments of Health and Human Services, the Department of State, of course, the Department of Homeland Security. And oftentimes we've not been given clear answers to those questions about what's happening with the kids and the parents.
Let's shift gears for a minute from family separation to some other issues that Latino voters are concerned about. And we often hear of this group of Latino voters broadly, which is extremely diverse, extremely on so many levels. We call them a sleeping giant, right? And often that's because of the low voter turnout. And people keep thinking, well, there's going to be this one thing that wakes up the sleeping giant. And it still doesn't seem to have happened. We talked to Mark Hugo Lopez over at the Pew Research Center, and he was, I'm going to play you a clip that he told us about the 2016 exit polls.
Immigration was important to many, but it wasn't necessarily the number one issue for Hispanic voters on election day. The issue of the economy, the issue of health care or education have oftentimes been among the top three, but immigration has been somewhere below those issues.
Your reaction to that, Congressman?
If the responses from that poll and survey are right, then I'm okay with that. I think Latinos have a wide range of issues that they care about in this country, just like other Americans. And it's true that this is a community that is very much, for many in the community, an aspiring community that's making its way up the socioeconomic ladder. So those issues are incredibly important. That said, immigration is still a very important issue to the Latino community, because many people have family members who are directly affected by the issue of immigration. So, you know, I don't necessarily see it as a competition between healthcare and immigration. I think all of these things are important for the community.
So there were some poll numbers that came out once again from our friends over at Pew. Back in 2013, which feels like decades ago, there was a poll that Pew did asking about Latino leadership in the United States. And this has stayed with me for ever since that poll came out. 62% of respondents said they did not know or could not identify a Latino leader. Here's Mark Lopez again.
Who's the equivalent of, say, a Cesar Chavez from the 1960s? The Latino population is very diverse. And when you talk to Latinos who are of Cuban origin, they're more likely to name somebody like Marco Rubio. When you talk to, for example, Puerto Ricans, they name Sonia Sotomayor.
Congressman, why do we have such a dearth of vision when it comes to who could potentially be a Latino leader? Is it us, or is it the fact that just it's not even a concept that's possible?
Well, as you know, I mean, and it was pointed out in that clip, the Latino community is actually made up of different subgroups, right? You know, you have Mexican Americans, Cuban Americans, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, etc. They're distinct communities, but also, I mean, I think that look, I think leadership in some sense and the championing of the Latino community is an ensemble effort. It's an effort that is being undertaken by many people, including those in Congress, but also by many community leaders, many of whom never see their names in the paper in their hometown or see their faces on television. And we don't see those things. But still, they're doing the hard work of championing a community that needs champions and advocates. You know, there's so many groups made up of young dreamers, for example, that over the last few years, I think, have had a powerful impact on American politics and the discourse in American politics. And there isn't necessarily a singular leader from that movement. So, you know, I mean, yes, I think it'd be nice if there were one or two people that everybody could identify as the main folks, but you also don't want it to relieve everyone else of the responsibility of working as hard as they can to improve the lives of the people in their communities.
Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro is vice chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Congressman, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by Progressive Insurance, with the Name Your Price tool providing information on a range of insurance coverage and price options. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Now that's progressive.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.